Hello, my friends. This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a joy-filled life. Between the meal prepping and laundry folding at home, the SMART goals and key performance indicators at work, and the daycare drop-offs and all the kid activities, what so many of us are looking for is joy, connection, and meaning. If you want that in your life, you have to cultivate it. You have to make space for it. You have to create it on purpose. You have to go first. And this quick hit episode is here to empower you to do it. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. And like you, I'm a mom first. A mom of five, to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. All right, just popping into your podcast here to give you a quick episode on a way in which all of us busy moms can add a little smidge of joy and meaning to our day. Today, I'm focused specifically on something you can do on special days like holidays and birthdays, or on any old day at all, and that is traditions. At our house, we're a huge fan of traditions. A lot of time when people think about traditions, they think of holidays or something that has to be passed down from generation to generation, something kind of serious or heavy. But it doesn't have to be that way. Traditions don't have to be reserved for repeating things from our family of origin or even for holidays. Here's the thing with traditions. They add just a little bit of magic and flair and fun to what might otherwise be a mundane moment. So first day of school is a little extra special because it's also the day that we do a special back-to-school jelly bean surprise. Doctor's appointments with littles not only end with a sticker from the nurse if they're lucky, but also with some one-on-one bubble time with mom afterwards. Sick days when mom watches you means a popsicle and a show for sure. And rainy days in the spring when it's nice out, they mean a puddle walk. And summer nights mean an opportunity for a flashlight or glow stick walk. A wait at the restaurant means a game of war with the cards that I keep in my purse instead of time spent on screens. You can have one night of the month where no matter what, you do a specific activity together as a family. It could be as simple as making dinner together, watching a movie, having a game night, eating some pizza together, or going out for a hike and some mini golf. Don't overcomplicate it. Just do it. Part of what makes having these traditions so fun and easy is that the kids will remember it and remind you of it. And since kids love to know what's coming, it helps create stability, resiliency, and trust, too. Especially when, let's face it, even on the best of days, the world can be a little chaotic. There are so many ways to add something fun and happy and joyful to our everyday moments, and traditions are one way to make it possible. These are the moments that we're here for, right? You don't need hours of free time, extra vacation time, buku bucks to make these little things happen. It just takes a little creativity and a little consistency and a willingness not to live your life on default. All right, that's this week's call to joy. I hope it resonated with you and inspired you to fill your lives with more joy. I will see you next time.